Alrighty, so we're back. So, briefly, because we're running, we're pressed for time here, but we will be very brief. Leslie and I will talk about land use and zoning. So this is the land use map for Boyd's, and it's showing right here. Here's the our boundary for Boyd's. It's showing a significant or primarily single family detached all along White Ground Road, and then it's also showing parks in green. It's a little bit different from what I'm seeing on my screen in terms of what's being displayed here. So the green primarily along Lake Little Seneca Lake is are the park areas, and then of course the Boyd's Local Park right here. The green, this deeper green, is showing agricultural areas, and the blue would be the institutional or community area facilities, and the pinkish, or I guess purple really, those are industrial areas right along the railroad tracks. And this, the rose and the red are showing commercial areas. And the hatch pattern would be the vacant, what's considered vacant in our land use. And this is a very quick land use, I will say. So if there are anything that you see that is peculiar about this land use, please let us know. But we just wanted to give you a quick heads up as to what the land uses are and in the Boyd's area.
As we work on our exercise this evening, we've got most of these colors in our markers. So we've got a little cheat sheet for you, the yellows, the single family, the detached, etc. So you'll be seeing this again. The ownership that we thought we would show talks a little bit about the public or the quasi-public with CSX ownership. So here you're seeing, of course, all of the park properties. WSSC also owns quite a bit of the property around the lake.
Right.
And we've got a large number of institutional properties with the churches and the schools that we were talking about earlier. But, you know, CSX is a very important player in Boyd's, and we'll see that also in Germantown. And Sandra just covered the historic district. I think you guys are good with that.
Now, this is the zoning.
Oh, that's zoning.
Zoning,
oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So I believe, you know, we have quite a bit of R200, which are
half-acre lots, so 20,000 square foot minimum. It's one of our very oldest zones going back, I think, to 1928. I think it starts showing up there. And we also have, I can't read the numbers on there, I believe we also have a rural zone, which is a five-acre zone, one house per five. It's considered an agricultural zone.
And that's really on primarily the edges.
Right. What else do we have there?
We have a little bit of IM,
right,
which is an industrial zone, and then the commercial zones.
Our next slide may actually
so you give it a little bit better.
Is. There we go. So it's neighborhood retail is what that red area was. And take us back to the map real quick on town sector. That the blue area at the top actually was brought in as part of a 1968 zoning case for Germantown, and that big mixed use proposal in Germantown came all the way out and grabbed this prior to the lake even being created. When we rewrote the zoning code in 2014, some of these older zones we were directed to get rid of. So these properties will be looked at, but it's essentially park property. So I don't envision any change other than a name change.
And again, the NR zones and the IM have heights associated with them.
Actually, do you want to talk a bit about what the first number, the FAR, is?
Sure.
What FARs are?
Sure. Where it says NR 0.75, let me give you an example. Say if you had a 1,000 square foot piece of property, that would mean that you could build a 750 square foot house or building on that property. So that's what the 0.75 means. So you could build it, as a one-story, 750 square feet, or two stories at 375 square feet per story. So that just kind of gives it kind of a building envelope, the idea of a building envelope.
The IM 2.5 is very high, that is something that was done with the global changes for the whole county, and it's very high for boards because there is no water and sewer out here. And if you're going to have an area for a septic and all of the necessary setbacks for your wells and things like that, putting in something at 2.5 times the size of the property, which is what that says, is extraordinary. So as we work on our zoning toward the end of the process, we'll want to make recommendations for what's right for Boyds and get the scale of that to be consistent with what we're looking at elsewhere.
Tell me again what IM stands for?
Industrial medium.
Moderate.
Okay. So it's an industrial.
Okay.
One. So these are the ones along the track.
And 2.5 means it can go vertically 2.5?
It can go horizontally or vertically. It means you can have 2.5 times as much stuff as you have property.
So let's say that 1,000 square foot piece of property, you could have 2,500 square feet of building.
Or to put it in points terms, where you'd have well and septic, if you had an acre, you could have 2.5 acres of stuff.
Can you have commercial within industrial, or does industrial sort of preclude commercial?
Fred, have you got your zoning ordinance?
Actually, as a matter of fact, I do. But I'm Fred Boyd. I'm working with Roberto and Leslie on this plan. Generally speaking, the focus of industrial zones are light manufacturing uses, probably light manufacturing uses in this case. There is probably the opportunity for some limited commercial development in the industrial zones, but the focus is on industrial uses. Historically, the county has lined portions of the areas adjacent to the railroad with industrial uses on the theory that back in the day, when you needed sidings and there was a lot of rail being used to move goods and services around, having industrial land adjacent to the railroad track made a lot of sense. There's significantly less of that going on now, in addition to which there is, as Leslie said, very little infrastructure in this part of Montgomery County even along the tracks. So more intense manufacturing uses are probably not as viable out here as they are in some other places. The only example I can think of in this general area is in Dickerson, where Neutron Products is running a manufacturing facility. But generally, I don't see much intensity in industrial uses in this area.
Well, actually, Molly's been our Kyogen person over in Germantown. Do you have any memory? Sorry, I'm catching you off the top of your head. Any idea of how intense that is?
You talking to me?
No. Oh. In front of you, Molly.
Oh, Molly. Okay.
Yes.
I'm like,
look at that. Kyogen is, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, just outside of the Germantown plan area across 118. And Molly has been our site plan reviewer for that one. They recently had a couple of additions and a parking garage built.
Yeah. So that, I think they're in their phase three, but they haven't constructed it as of yet. And I did the amendment some time ago, so off the top of my head, I don't remember what the total square footage is. Apologize, I can get it to you if someone's interested.
That might be interested to see how it compares to that 2.5. You know, is it as high as 1.0? You know, that might give us an idea of what that might look like.
And the reason I asked was, you know, I guess given that industrial is not maybe all that viable there, of course there is a sawmill there of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would be an appropriate, you know, alternative perhaps to sort of try to, especially since it's no secret that, you know, those proposals have sort of a bypass kind of go by that area as well.
We can look at all of that stuff. The last stage of a master plan is a comprehensive look at the zoning. And so if we decide, you know, hey, something different should happen over here, that's exactly one of the things. We figure out what land use it is that we want to see in that location, if we do think that something should change, and then we figure out what zone is applicable.
Does Quiagen count as railroad adjacent industrial zone?
It is railroad adjacent, but it isn't using it at all. And I don't believe it ever has. I believe it actually has a forest conservation easement up against the railroad, so literally.
For Quiagen?
Yeah.
In terms of, this will bring us over to Germantown real quick. In terms of land use, and it's very difficult to see, but I think it's in the research and development land use. So right here. And then...
So the irregularly shaped thing is the building, and the nice clean rectangle is the parking garage.
And again, within the boundary, we do have a big amount of R200,
single family,
and then there is also a significant amount of multifamily on the north side of the tracks, and of course the institutional areas. We have the post office, Seneca Valley High School, and then right near where we are, up along Waters. That is for warehouse right there, and some retail uses, the lighter red. So the deeper red are the warehouse uses, lighter would be retail uses, and office is the roads. And let's see.
Most of you are from Boyd's. Are you familiar with this? Do you have any questions about any of these items?
And again, in terms of the institutional uses, we have the post office and within the boundary and Seneca Valley High School.
And the Mark parking lots.
And the Mark parking lots, yes, of course. And in terms of zoning, and we might have to flip to the next slide in order to get a better indication here, but there are a number of commercial zones. So it's commercial residential, this is what CR is. And so with various properties, they have certain intensities of development potential with the designation for, like, say that top line, it says CR 2.0. So you can do up to, if you had that 1,000-foot piece of property, you could do up to 2,000 square feet of building. It could be, you could have up to 1,500 of commercial, so that will leave 500 square feet for residential, or vice versa, so, or some combination, so it adds up to the 2.0. But there is a height limit of 40 feet. And a lot of this was done, I think this part will be immediately around or in the parking lot area for the for the station. So where you have the 40-foot height limit would be up here. And that's part of that was done so it wouldn't overshadow the historic district, which sits down from the upper. The upper portion is up at a higher elevation than the lower portion. So we wouldn't want to have a building, I guess, towering over and obscuring the historic district.
Unlike the mill.
Right.
I showed you that enormous picture.
Right.
Yeah, that was a huge thing.
Right.
I would love to have seen that.
And so, and this is the south side of the tracks, some of the zoning. So it's much lower scale. So you only have a 0.5 of what's CRN. So that's commercial residential neighborhood. So that's a little bit less intense zoning. And the RTs are residential townhouse zones. And again, this is just to show, you know, we always go back to this, what's a 5-minute walk or a quarter mile radius, and what's a 10-minute walk, which is a half mile radius. But of course, you know, with Germantown Road running through here, what appears to be a 5-minute walk is really something more significant. So that's one of the things that we want to look at during this whole process, is how to really make it a 5-minute walk. So how can we get people better connections so that people can either walk to the station, bike to the station also, beyond just driving.
And that's it.
So maybe